नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 74 द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ शिशुपाल टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। सदस्य अग्र्य अर्हण अर्हम वै विमृशन्तः सभा सदः न अध्यगोचन अनैक अन्यत् सहदेवः तदा अब्रवीत्। सदस्या अग्र्य अर्हणं वै विमृशन्तः सभासदः नाध्यागच्छन् अनैकान्त्य। सॉरी, देयर इज वन मोर वर्ड। नाध्यागच्छन् अनैकान्त्यात् सह देवस्तदा ब्रवीत्। सदस्या अग्र्य अर्हणं वै विमृशन्त सभासदः नध्यागच्छन् अनैकान्त्यात् सह देवस्तदा ब्रवीत्। सदस्या ग्रहणार्हं वै विमृशन्त सभासदः नाध्यागच्छन् अनैकान्त्यात् सह देवस्तदा ब्रवीत्।
सदस्या
word to word meaning. Sadasya of the members of the assembly. Agrya first. Arhana worship. Arham him who deserves. Vai indeed. Vimrushantaha pondering over. Sabha in the assembly. Sadaha those seated. Na adhyagochana they could not come to a conclusion. Anaika anyat because of the great number of qualified candidates. Sahadevaha Sahadev younger brother of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Tada then Abravit spoke. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the members of the assembly then pondered over who among them should be worshipped first. But since there were many personalities qualified for this honor, they were unable to decide. Finally, Sahadev spoke up. Purport: Srila Prabhupada writes, another important procedure is that the most exalted personality in the assembly of such a sacrificial ceremony is first offered worship. This particular ceremony is called Agra Puja. Agra means first and Puja means worship. This Agra Puja is similar to the election of the president. In the sacrificial assembly, all the members are very exalted. Some propose to elect one person as the perfect candidate for accepting Agra Puja, and other propose someone else. As the next paragraph, as the great Acharya Jiv Goswami points out, text 15 of this chapter states that the members of the assembly were not astonished at the opulence of the sacrifice, since they knew that King Yudhishthir was a devotee of Lord Krishna. Still, text 18 now states that assembly could not select the most deserving candidate for being worshipped first. This indicates that many of the Brahmanas present were not fully realized transcendentalists, but rather conventional Brahmanas, uncertain of the supreme conclusion of Vedic wisdom. Similarly, Acharya Vishwanath comments that the undecided members of the assembly were the less intelligent ones and not such exalted personalities as Brahma, Shiva and Dvaipayan Vyasadev, who thought, since today no one is asking our opinion, why should we say anything? Furthermore, here is Sahadev, who is renowned for his sharp skill in analyzing all sorts of circumstances. He can help appoint the person who should be worshipped first. Only if he somehow fails to speak or cannot understand the situation, then we will speak up, despite no one's having inquired from us. Having made up their minds in this way, the greatest personalities remained silent. This is how Vishwanath Thakur advises us to understand what occurred in the assembly. Om Adnyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagara Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమా ఓం విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌర్ ద్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో హియర్ ద వర్డ్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ సదస్య అగ్ర అర్హణం అర్హం. సో విట్ టంగ్ ట్విస్టర్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ బట్ స్టిల్ ఇట్స్ ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ సదస్య దట్ ఈస్ మెంబర్స్ దెన్ ఇస్ అగ్ర అగ్ర ద వర్డ్ ఇస్ అగ్ర ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దాట్ అగ్ర మీన్స్ ద టిప్ ఆర్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఇన్ గీతా కోర్స్ యూ హర్డ్ దాట్ ద సైజ్ ఆఫ్ ద సోల్ శ్లోకా కమ్స్ కేశాగ్ర శతభాగస్ దట్ ద టిప్ ఆఫ్ ద హెయిర్ ద ఫ్రంట్ పోర్షన్ సో టిప్ దెర్ కెన్ బి వన్ ఇస్ ద టిప్ అండ్ వన్ ఇస్ హూ ఇస్ లీడింగ్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ దాట్ సో హియర్ వీ సీ హూ ఇస్ ద అగ్ర హూ ఇస్ ద బెస్ట్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఇన్ దిస్ అసెంబ్లీ వాస్ టు బి ఫౌండ్ అవుట్ శిశుపాల్ దిస్ డెలివరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ శిశుపాల్ ద సీన్ ఈజ్ మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ ఈజ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ రాజసూయ సాక్రిఫైస్ అండ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ రాజసూయ సాక్రిఫైస్ సమ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఎక్సెప్టెడ్ యాజ్ ద కింగ్ బై ఆల్ ద వరల్డ్ ఎవ్రీ సింగిల్ సబార్డినేట్ కింగ్ ఎవ్రీ సింగిల్ కింగ్ షుడ్ బికమ్ ఆర్ అగ్రీ టు బికమ్ సబార్డినేట్ టు దాట్ కింగ్ ఓన్లీ సచ్ అ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ పర్ఫార్మ్ రాజసూయ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ దాట్ సో ఈజీ లైక్ సమ్టైమ్స్ యూ అనలైజ్డ్ దట్ టుడేస్ ఎలక్షన్ సిస్టమ్ ఈజ్ క్వైట్ ఇంప్రాపర్ ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ బికాస్ సే ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ వి సీ అబౌట్ 50% పీపుల్ ఓట్ సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ మెజారిటీ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ బిగ్ మైనారిటీ ఇన్ టుడేస్ ఎలక్షన్ సో ఓన్లీ 50% ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఓట్ 50% దే సే నో వీ డోంట్ థింక్ ఇట్స్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ టు ఓట్ సో డూ నోట్ దే హ్యావ్ నథింగ్ దే సే దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ సిస్టమ్ ఇస్ రాంగ్ అమాంగ్ 50% హూ ఓట్ జనరలీ అ పార్టీ హూ విన్స్ గెట్స్ 30% ఆఫ్ దాట్ మీన్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ 100 బికమ్స్ 15% ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దే గెట్ 40% ఆఫ్ ఓట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ 50% దట్ మీన్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ 100 బికమ్స్ 20% ఆఫ్ ఓట్స్ సో టుడేస్ ఎలెక్టెడ్ మెంబర్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ 20% వాట్ యూ కాల్ ఇట్ ఫేవరైట్ దేర్ పాపులరిజం ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ 20% అండ్ అమాంగ్స్ దాట్ ఆల్సో ఓన్లీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ 544 అసెంబ్లీ ఇన్ ఎంపీ దాట్ న్యూఢిల్లీ ఓన్లీ 270 హ్యావ్ టు బి ఎలెక్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ పార్టీ సో అదర్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫేవరెట్ సో అపోజిషన్ పార్టీ ఇస్ నాట్ ఫేవరెట్ ఓన్లీ ఫేవరెట్ సో ఇఫ్ యూ సీ Actually, today's government or any government is never a majority government in any country who has democracy. It's only a super minority government because hardly 10% of people favor it of the whole country, or maybe 15%, hardly, never more than that. Anyway, that is the system. But here we see Maharaj Yudhishthir. If someone wants to perform Rajasuya sacrifice, he has to be accepted as king by all the other kings of the whole world. The horse would go, and everyone has to, they have to come and worship Maharaj Yudhishthir, means whoever is performing Rajasuya sacrifice, as the case may be, and pay taxes. And so, in that sacrificial arena, Prabhupada is saying that one part of the procedure was to worship the most important personality. Agra means, here it is, most important. Like if someone, if there are 10 people and we have to call someone, then we will generally call the most, for the respect if you want to call someone, then generally we call most important person. So, actually this Agra means first. Just going into a Vrindavan mood and then again going into this technical discussion. In Vrindavan there are 12 forests. Vraja Mandal, which is around 84 crores, 84. But then there is also bigger Vraja Mandal. And they also have many more forests. So actually when Lord Chaitanya visited, yesterday we heard it was, I think 500 years happening. So 500 years back Lord Chaitanya visited, so he first went to Agra. So Agra is actually coming from Agravan. So if we enter Vrindavan in the proper procedure, then first we go to Agravan. It's not an important one, it's the first one. Important one is Vrindavan. But the first one in proper procedure is Agravan. So Lord Chaitanya also went there. And then he went on further to, then he went to Mathura, Vishram Ghat. And then he further went to, so that is the proper procedure. But having said that about Vrindavan, we'll come out over here to deliverance of Shishupal. So here, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, I think 32nd, the shloka, 9th or 8th chapter, where the Supreme Lord is like speaking the most important four shlokas of Bhagavatam. It is called Chatur Shloke Bhagavat. So that also begins with Aham Evam Sa Eva Agare. I am the supreme source. Eva Agare. Agare means in the beginning. The first. The first into existence, the first creator, or everything in the first is Supreme Lord. So here we see, even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord states something like that. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. But here in Bhagavatam, he says, he is using the word Agra. Aham Eva Sa Eva Agare. Agare in the beginning, in the tip, in the first. Anything into existence in the first, I was there. Aham Eva Asam. Aham Eva Asam Eva Agare. So Eva means only or certainly. Eva has 2-3 meanings. So all the meanings can be applied over here. The Supreme Lord Krishna is saying, I was only there in the beginning. And I was certainly there in the beginning. If you see both ways. Aham evam sa eva agare. Aham eva asam. I was only there in the beginning. Eva agare. So we see, today there are many competitors to God. Many people, many personalities, they want to claim that we are God, or people say He is God. But can anyone state like this, that I was the first in the whole creation? Very difficult. Means they can state, but it's very difficult to accept. And means they also honestly know that it's not reality. But they state like that. So actually, there's one Prabhuji, I forgot his name. He was similarly influenced by this Mayavad philosophy. And actually he was thinking that I was one, he was influenced and he was thinking all of us are God. This philosophy is there, all of us are God. So he said, I was thinking I am God, yes. Only thing I have forgotten it. And then he said one night he was sitting on a mountain in the night time alone and looking at the stars. And he said, I was thinking, yes, I am controlling all these stars. He was so convinced. I am moving them around. But then after a few minutes he thought, I just thought to myself, am I holding them from falling down? So basically he understood it's not possible like that. So anyway, that philosophy is there, that all of us are gods. Only thing, we have forgotten it. But here Krishna is very simple. Krishna says, Aham Eva Sa Asam Eva Agare. I was there in the beginning of everything. I don't think anyone of us who is at least a bit honest, thoroughly honest is a very far off, but even bit honest, then they can't make such a statement that I was there at the beginning of everything. So here the discussion is happening that who should be the most respected person. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that those who were unexperienced, undecided members were less intelligent ones. So he says, actually there is no need to have such a discussion. It's very clear Krishna is to be respected. If he is present, he is the most respected person. But he says, Prabhupada is saying, the undecided members were less intelligent, who were not realized, and therefore they are discussing. But at least that sort of discussion is a bit better. See, suppose there is an assembly of really great people, big people, all some leaders and something like that. And then there is a discussion who should be worshipped first. And then can be 10 opinions, he, like that, what it means. But then someone comes and says, no one should be worshipped here, no one is qualified. Then that's a big insult to the assembly. At least when they are discussing, either he is great or he is great or he is great, at least there is something over there. But someone says, all of you are hopeless. All of you are unsuitable for any type of worship. Then that's a big insult. So actually that is like Mayavad. And undecided are like devta worshippers. Therefore we see in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Lord Krishna puts devta worshippers above those who worship Krishna impersonally. So devta worshippers means they are unclear, but they at least, they are some great people over here. But they are unclear whether Suryadeva is to be respected more, or Krishna or Vishnu or Chandradev or Indra or Brahma or Shiva. But at least someone. But another way say, all of you are of no value. No one is to be respected. And maybe you are like me only. So that is a very big insult. Very low level of thinking. So in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes this point. And Prabhupada explains. I don't know the shloka number, but somewhere 14, 15, something like that. 9th chapter. Nyan yajnena chapanye yajanto mam upasate ekatvena pruthaktvena bahuda vishvato mukham. So first he says mahatmanas to mam partha. After that this shloka comes. Those who are mahatma, great souls. Prabhupada explains, who is mahatma? In today's age there are many people are called as mahatma. Some can be some businessmen, some can be some military men, or whatever, they are called as mahatma. Or somebody, but here Krishna is giving the definition of who is Mahatma. He says, yes, somebody can be big businessman and that's great. Somebody can be sacrifice his life for some country, that's also good. But Mahatma is something different. Mahan Atma. So he says, Mahatmanas tu mam partha devim prakruti mashritha. So Mahatma is under spiritual energy. So it doesn't have to do with anything with the material world. He is under spiritual energy. Bhajante ananya manaso. And he worships me without any deviation or diversion or disturbance. Ananya. Fixed. He fixed worships me. Nyatva bhutadim avyayam. And that worship can be ananya and fixed only when we have proper knowledge of God. And what is that? Nyatva bhut adi avyayam. Again, bhut adi. Adi means origin. And bhut means all the souls, all the living entities. So here it is said that who is a Mahatma who worships me with pure devotion, knowing me as the source of all souls and inexhaustible avyayam. So that is Mahatma. So Mahatma is not someone who fights some enemy, or he is some big sports star, or he has to be fixed in devotion to God. Without any motivation, knowing that Krishna is source of all living entities and he is avyay. So, after telling who are Mahatmas, then he says there are others who are not Mahatmas. Nyan yajnena cha api anne. Anne means others. Abhi Mahatma, I just told you what is Mahatma. Now I am telling you who are not Mahatmas. Who are not? Yajante mam upasate. But they worship me or supreme. They don't worship me, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, but they worship me indirectly or in a little lower way. Ekatvena. Krishna is now telling from the lowest to highest. Ekatvena, he means those who think that we all are God or we will become one with God. Monism. That we want to become God, we will merge into God. So that is on the lowest rung of spiritualism. There is atheism. That is another section. Then there is theism, means astikta. That is another section. On the theism, the lowest level is ekatvena. And then pruthaktvena, means unclear who is Supreme God. But there are many, different. So there is maybe Krishna, there is Vishnu, there is Hanumanji, there is Surya, there is Chandra, there is Navagraha. So somebody worship them, somebody worship them, somebody worship them, somebody worship them. Pruthaktvena. Different. They don't understand who is supreme. And higher than that is Bahudha Vishwato Mukham. Who worship the universal form. Because they worship the Supreme God's universal form. Although it's a material form, but it's Supreme God's temporary material form. Then, they are other than the Mahatmas. There are Mahatmas. But Srila Prabhupada explains, between them there is another category. So between these three, whenever you begin with astikta or theism, the first lowest level on the rung are ekatvena, who think all are one, like Mayavadi. Then higher than them are demigod worshippers. Then higher than them are Vishwato Mukham, who worship universal form. And then higher than them, suddenly Mahatmas are there, but there are some in between. That is described in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Four types of people who surrender to me. Artha, Jinyasu, Artharthi, Jnani. So after Vishwato Mukham, means after who worship universal form, above them are Artha, distressed, who worship Supreme Lord for getting free from pain. Then higher than them are those who worship for money, material gain. Then higher than them, those who go to Krishna for, Krishna Supreme God for inquisitiveness. And then higher than them are Jnani. And higher than them are Mahatmas. So that's the spiritual progress given to us by Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And actually this question is not a new or one time question. Who is the Supreme? And many times people ask you and me also, who is the Supreme? It's a very common question. Not only in India but all over the world. How is Krishna the Supreme? And it is in Bhagavatam, it comes many times. In Bharat Bhagavatam, it comes many times. So in Bhagavatam, there is a story of Bhrugu Muni. All the great sages are there. It's not only question happening between some new people. New people fight a bit more enthusiastically. Here we see all the undecided new people are fighting. And the experienced people are keeping quiet. Let them fight. They say, if they don't, after their all fight is over and they don't come to right conclusion, then we'll speak. While you should take part in the fight. New people who are not experienced, they generally have the tendency to fight. So we said, new fight devotee. So new fight means who fights. We heard new fight and experienced. This is Prabhupada's word, new fight devotee. So his new fighting. So anyway, here, but this discussion is not a new discussion. It's a very ancient and many times repeated discussion. Again and again that doubt comes. We see again and again sometimes question is asked by the audience. Same question. Where are some common questions? If we are preaching to new people, then how the number of souls is same, then how the population is increasing. There are some common questions like that. So this, now those who are deeper into spiritualism, this common question, who is supreme? And many times they're confused. The situation arises that it is actually confusing. We see sometimes Krishna is worshipping some devatas. Like when he goes to Rameshwaram, he worships Lord Shiva. He goes to Banaganga, he worships Lord Shiva. Sometimes he worships his parents. So it's a bit, actually it's a confusing situation. Not that these people are less intelligent, like we can't deny Brahma's intelligence. But he also is confused. Now we may tell that story very, jokingly, or maybe that Supreme Lord Krishna, he drank that charge from one Gopa's mouth. He did that. But if we are actually into analyzing and seeing the situation, what to speak of Krishna, forget it. There is some respectable personality over here, maybe some experienced devotee or some leader devotee or whatever it may be. And he may have whatever amount of very good friendly friend. They were very close friends. But sitting here, if someone does puck and drinks the charge, then you may doubt. And the people will doubt, what is he doing? Is he really a great devotee or something like that? So Brahmaji's doubt is not something of less intelligence, or it's a very genuine doubt that Brahmaji is facing. That how can Krishna be the Supreme Lord? He's acting in such a way. Then he's crying sometimes in fear of Yashoda. So, suppose we say here, somebody is brave, some Paramvir Chakra or something like that. And then a cockroach comes or rat comes and he jumps up. He runs away. So or something like that. So, it's actually doubtful. So, Brahmaji getting doubt that whether Krishna is Supreme Lord is not actually foolishness. It's very intelligent. Krishna is such a confusing personality. Or not confusing, sorry, maybe Krishna is a personality is very difficult to understand. We can say something confusing. So we see, this is a very, very common question. Who is the Supreme God? But to discuss who is the Supreme God, you, means Indra, Chandra, Surya, Ganpati, whatever it may be, is a better option than saying no one is Supreme God. Only some formless is Supreme God. It is not a good option. So we see this, you know the story of Bhrigu Muni. One of the purport sentences which His Holiness Narada Maharaj sometimes quotes or many times quotes is, one's greatness is known by his capacity to tolerate provoking situations. That is one test. How can be a person known whether he is great or not? His Holiness Narada Maharaj repeats many times. And that's from purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, one's greatness is known by how he can tolerate provoking situations. And we see in that Bhrigu Muni's test, experimentation, there are great sages like Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni is the son of Brahmaji. And all equally great sages were there. But still, that confusion arises. Who is the Supreme? So is, we may feel, why so much doubts? Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so easy. Actually, that's so easy because we are less intelligent. We don't have the intelligence to analyze and something. It's just like we just don't know anything about some big mathematics or calculus. And then we read somewhere some answer. And we read, so this is correct, so easy. That's so easy because you don't know anything of the topic. So sometimes we may feel that, why these great demigods are getting confused? Krishna is Supreme Lord. It's so easy. But because we don't have the experience of this world, we have not seen another great personalities. If you see Lord Shiva, if you see over here, if you see Lord Brahma, even Indra, he has so much power. Lord Shiva has so much power. Seeing him actually in action will not only confuse us, but will be convinced that he is Supreme. Now we have not seen anyone. So, Krishna is Supreme. Bhagavad Gita says, so we accept it. There is some logic, we have accepted Bhagavad Gita. But, they have the experience of great personalities like Shiva, Indra, Surya, like that. Of which we have no experience. And therefore, we don't have any doubts. What we have experience of some human beings around us. Who keep on running to some dentist and something like that. So we know they are not Supreme anyway. It's no chance. But if we have around us Surya, Indra, Chandra, and we have some demons like Agasur or someone, such powerful persons, Hiranyakashipu, in his order, he was ordering all the devatas, all the seasons. So, if we come across such great persons, powerful persons, then will be put in doubt. Is Krishna supreme or is Hiranyakashipu supreme? And Hiranyakashipu was actually thinking that he is supreme, because he had so much power. And we may say, oh, I don't do this fault of thinking I am supreme God. I know I am not. But that is not anything close to perfection. Only we are thinking that way because we have no power anyway. Just like once I was telling, we think, oh, Ravan was so bad. He abducted so many women. And who was that king? Who? Magad Raj, na? Who had abducted, no, Jarasandh. 16,000 princes for Bali. Jarasandh. So you see, we are not so bad. See, we don't torture so many women or so many princes for doing Narbali. See, I am not doing all these things. Actually, that's not a sign of any gentleman, at least for myself. Only difference is I don't have the power. Honestly speaking, about myself, if I have the power like Jarasandha or Ravan, then most probably our behavior will be more lower than that. Our behavior will be much, much lower than what Ravan behaved. We'll behave in a more lusty, angry, pride way. Then Ravan was a bit gentleman at least. Although he abducted many young women, but he was a bit gentleman in some sense. See, what was Ravan's power? He could lift Kailash mountain. If we have that power, no one, no army, no police can do anything. Most probably we'll just walk into some bank and pick up money and go and just... we'll do all the most nonsense possible things. Right now we are not doing because we just can't do it. That is not some sign of some purity. Radha Gopinath Prabhu says that renunciation should not be lack of opportunity. Similarly, our purity should not be lack of energy or power. We say we are pure because we have no power to do. But if we have power like Ravan or even Tadaka or Hidimba or whatever it may be, then most probably our consciousness is much, much lower than them. At least I feel so. Our consciousness is much, much lower than Ravan and Kumbhakaran and Hiranyakashipu and all of them. If we had the power as they had, then I don't know what way the Kaliyuga people will behave. In fact, I think if all of the Kaliyuga people have that much power, then Kaliyuga will end very fast because all will kill each other. But Kaliyuga wants to continue, so not so much powerful people are there. Anyway, this doubt is a very common doubt. Who is the supreme? And that will come in a, if there are thousands of powerful people, like now we know the best batsman, like some Don Bradman, and then maybe someone, and then somebody from West Indies, I don't know, then Sachin Tendulkar, no. So, but suppose all these great batsmen of all the history at the top of their performance are there together, then it's difficult to justify or find out who is the best batsman. Similarly, all great devatas and all the asuras also who are very powerful are there together, it's very difficult to find out. So when Brahmaji gets confused who is supreme God, we should not take it in a light way, because he is facing such personalities who are in a very tough competition to Supreme Lord's activities. Supreme Lord is much powerful, but he has not performed such activities yet. So therefore they are confused. It's actually like that. So similarly, so there are two types of discussions. Here the discussion happening is, oh, maybe this person is great, maybe that person is great. And another discussion is, no one is great. That is very low level. So you see, today scientists, they are of that. Their whole attitude is, first, there is no one great except us. So there is no creator. At least discuss, oh, he may be creator, or Ganesh may be creator, or Durga may be creator, or it may be. But he says there is no creator. And then you are the creator of your own theory. There is no creator, then you create your own theory and try to propagate. So they want to become God. So actually, in Ishopanishad, once His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu made a wonderful statement from Ishopanishad. So he said, Prabhupada has made that, but I remember hearing it from Shyamananda Prabhu. So Prabhupada made that statement in Ishopanishad. He says, the deliberate cause of sin, the root cause of sin, is deliberate disobedience to the order or will of God. They deliberate, they know, but still they want to disobey the orders of God. Similarly, if we see, I'll speak something about a bit technical topic. If we see today, there is a big propaganda of how the world came about, and so many things are being taught in the our science textbooks. But actually, even the scientists know that it is not correct. It is false about evolution, about creation. But they are teaching it. And therefore Prabhupada says they are cheating. And he says if you don't know something and if you teach it, then that is cheating. T-E-A-C-H and C-H-E-A-T. Just like Prabhupada is very expert. G-O-D, God. And if you are thinking yourself as God, then you are D-O-G, dog. Similarly, he's saying if you don't know something and if you are teaching it, then you are cheating. So once there was one scientist who was propagating Big Bang theory. And so he said, okay, you can ask any questions. So then another person asked him the question. So you say the Big Bang happened? He said, yes. So the common question which we know, that then from where the material to happen Big Bang came from? They said, we don't know that. Okay. Then, you know, in universe there are some laws, like gravitational law, electromagnetic, so many laws. So he said, from where these laws came at the time of Big Bang? Without laws, it can't work. Laws have to be there. Even for explosion, the laws have to be there. Before explosion, the laws have to be there for the explosion. So he said, from where the laws came? We don't know that either. Then the question was, from where the gas or energy came for the explosion? They said, we don't know that either. He said, do you have any more questions? He said, you have not answered any questions up till now. Well, in spite of knowing, you have not answered any one question. Asking, do you have any more questions? So that is as foolishness as that. But still, they will make big theories. And generally, what they put is they debate religion versus science. And they put in the schools religion versus science, debates. Actually, it's not like that. Both are religion. One is Hindu religion, one is Christian religion, one is Muslim religion, one is Buddhist, and one is science religion. We should put them on equal status. See, what the paper or any pamphlets indicate, science is something great and then religion against something. Religion is some blind faith. But no. So here, the Big Bang theorists, there were some scientists, I won't take their name. They said initially that all the mass in this universe was compressed into the size of a ball of 2 light years. It's a big 2 light years long. Then after a few years they said, no, it was only a few million years, million miles long. Then it was only 270 miles long, everything was there. Then they said it was only 8 miles long. How they come out these numbers, we don't know. And no one knows. No one knows, but they say like that. Anyway, after that they say that all this mass was compressed into not a bigger size than a full stop point. And they say, then we can easily speculate and assume that actually there was nothing. And from nothing, everything came. So actually that is equally blind faith. Some people may say, okay, you say everything comes from God, then who is the source of God? And you say, okay, we don't know that. But then similarly, who is the source of Big Bang? We don't know that also. How many scientists don't know that also? What is the source of Big Bang? So both are equal religion. One people believe in source as God, one people believe in source as dirt. There is nothing more than that. And everyone can believe whatever they want to. Somebody can believe as God is source and somebody can believe as dirt is source. But they should not put both at unequal status. Both are on equal status. That somebody believes everything came from nothing. That's also okay. You can believe. And so, but don't say that is science and this is belief. Both are beliefs. And if you see logic, then religion is more logical belief. Everything is coming from nothing is less logical. It's belief, it's not proved. And everything coming from Supreme God is certainly more logical. So therefore we see there are big questions. I'll take one small physics example also, although in Bhagavatam class. It's a very simple physics example, which all Bombay people have experienced. I think most of us over here have traveled in local trains. Maybe one or two, no, but most of us, sometime in the life. So, while traveling local trains, suppose the local train is moving, and suppose there is, I know many years back, in the ladies special local train, there was some bomb scare and all the ladies jumped out and many died because another side some train came. But not that type of incident. Suppose all of us traveling in a local train, and something happens. Whatever the reason may be, or while you get on the platform also, like that time also, in a moving train, the train is not stopped, but all the people jump out. What will happen? They will move in the direction of the local train only. If you just jump out, you won't, not that somebody will go up, somebody will go down, somebody will go this way. If you just move out, you will move in the direction of local train and then slowly stop because of friction. If there is no atmosphere, you will just keep. That is called as momentum. Linear momentum in physics. That the motion continues in the same direction. So similarly, there is angular momentum. That something is rotating. Like earth is rotating. You know, earth rotates around itself. And if earth is rotating, and if another, say moon comes out, then that will also rotate in the same direction. So if one thing is rotating, and 10 things come out from that one rotating object, then all will rotate in the same direction. All the 10. They will conserve the momentum. So, if that is the truth, that is the law, then in this universe, because they say everything comes from one big bang, all the planets in this universe should rotate in one direction. But it doesn't happen that way. Jupiter has 60 moons. Out of that, approximately 8 or 10, they rotate anti-clockwise, and others rotate clockwise. So, it's just impossible that all came from the same source. It's just impossible. Simple things are there, but the root cause of sin is deliberate disobedience. So, they won't discuss those things. So, we move ahead. So, basically, deliberately want either to kill or banish God by saying everything comes from nothing. So, in this assembly of Rajasuya Yajna, where Shishupal was also there, they were undecided. And people were giving opinions, he should be respected, he should be respected. But Prabhupada explained those undecided were not fully realized. But the realized members, they kept quiet. This is, in fact, from this assembly, we can learn many etiquettes of an assembly. Many etiquettes. Now what is the first? Generally, those who are undecided or unrealized or less advanced, and they only speak more and have big discussions. And those who are more advanced, they keep quiet. They just observe. Okay, go on. They wait. Whether they are here as Vishwanath Thakur, no. Thakur, Acharya Vishwanath, he says that all the experienced people, Brahma, Shiva, Vyasdev, they thought, since today no one is asking our opinion, why we should speak, let them discuss. Because they are not asking. And the sign of neophyteness is this, that they think, we know everything. Let us discuss. I know everything, I will do everything. So these undecided people were sages. They are trying to know the truth. But they did not have that understanding that let us approach Brahma, Shiva, Vyasdev who are sitting here. They thought, we can decide who is the supreme. So that is a sign of a new devotee. We may be 20 years old, but that is a sign of a new devotee. Who thinks that I know everything. I don't need to consult. That, in fact, Brahmaji, when he was confused at the beginning of, when he was on lotus, and he could not create, it was dark. At that time, he came to conclusion. Brahmaji, who created this universe, he came to conclusion, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, I don't know. Brahmaji, who had the intelligence to create the universe, his conclusion is, I don't know. Three words. And to know, suddenly he took shelter of Supreme Lord, but what he performed action was, it is mentioned, japa and tapa. He performed tapasya and did japa. So, first we should understand, I don't know. These simple three words are very difficult. And up till we don't have these three words, then we are into big discussions and debates. So here we see, those who are realized, who knew they are quiet and who don't know they are having all the discussion, all the debates, who should be supreme, he is great, he has so many qualities. So others, great percentage were keeping quiet. That is the etiquette. Or generally that happens in this world. When something happens, all the people, like suppose there is some traffic jam, the traffic, most of the time, the traffic officers are doing some good thing within their capacity, whatever manpower they have. But everyone will come and start commenting, you do this like that, you do that, you don't understand this and that, and you should do this. Everyone thinks in his own terms, first clear my line, why you are stopping this traffic? But traffic inspector is seeing the whole situation, he knows much better. What you think is, how can my car get away from the traffic? And your comments are in that direction. But a traffic inspector has to care for all the cars or trucks or some emergency vehicles. So the first thing, at least for spiritualization, like Brahmaji had was, I don't know. If we can attain that, then that is great beginning of our spiritual life. Like Srila Prabhupada said, once there was a frog who was having some charana. Abhi charana nahi hai, no? Sorry. Athana. Legally hai, practically nahi hai. Athana. Charana has gone back. But Prabhupada's time, charana was a big thing. Prabhupada's time, charana was a big thing. What Prabhupada's time? Even 20 years back, the minimum best ticket was 50 paise. I remember at least. No, it is how much? 8 rupees? Say 8 rupees, 10 rupees, something like that. So, that Prabhupada was 20 years before that. So what it may be? Prabhupada says, if a dog has some small coin, and he becomes very proud, and starts showing to the elephant who is coming, hey, stop! Don't come in my way. Why? Because I have charana with me. So frog has charana with him and is showing the elephant. Stop over there, I have charana, you cannot come into my way, let me pass. Prabhupada says, what will happen is elephant will walk and he will put his feet on the frog and go away. Then Prabhupada makes a sound that along with the frog, the frog will become papad or chapati or it may be. So his charana is not going to save him. Similarly, we have some intelligence worth charana. Like this, we have some intelligence worth charana and we make big conclusions. Oh, this is like that, that is like that. We make conclusions about so many things in this world. As if we are the only intelligent person in the in that field around. That may be okay in this material knowledge, but about spiritual knowledge, if we can come to this understanding that I don't know, which Brahmaji had, then that is a very rare realization that I don't know. And after that, what Brahmaji did was, otherwise we think, I know so many things. I know everything. Then next realization Brahmaji had was japa and tapa. Brahmaji did that. He performed tapasya. So we also have to. At least four regular principles, ekadashis, early morning bath, something like that. Chanting 16 rounds. At least basic tapasya. If more is also welcome, if somebody can do. More is quite welcome. If we can do. We should not become hard-hearted or proud of our tapasya, but if somebody, that is the Vedic path of performing tapasya and japa, chanting regularly. So, we see, that is what happens. At least we should have respect for Brahmaji. Brahmaji is giving us great conclusions in Bhagavatam. He is saying that Brahmaji is the person who has the longest duration of life in this universe, the biggest vision, the maximum intelligence. And his conclusion, he is offering prayers and namaskar to Supreme Lord. And then we are there, some charanavalas. We think, oh, he is not Supreme Lord. That is not Supreme Lord. I am Supreme Lord. Means, we are there like that. No, we are understood that we are only charana. So, they are people. Then, we move on to some little, here also, is mentioned that in the middle paragraph, the uncertain people in the group, as mentioned in text 15, around three texts back, that they knew that Yudhishthira Maharaj is very opulent because he is devotee of Krishna. But they could not understand that Krishna is Supreme God. So what does it mean? They knew that Yudhishthira Maharaj is opulent because he is devotee of Krishna. But they could not come to the conclusion that Krishna is the best person to be respected. Means, they knew about transcendence. They knew about spiritual, adhyatmic. But they did not know devotion. Shuddha bhakti pe nahi the wo log. They are lower. But they knew that because Yudhishthira Maharaj is doing something about transcendence, he has got opulence. Therefore, there is a relationship between the Lord and his devotees. Very sublime, very loving. Here, as Prabhupada says, the relationship between father and son is always sublime. Father is naturally disposed to do good to the son. Father is naturally. And is always ready to help son progress in his life. But, if in spite of father's goodwill and help and guidance, the son becomes impudent, then he doesn't get the benefit of guidance. Similarly, Prabhupada says, every living entity, souls, all of you and me, however big or small may be, have independence, whether to surrender to God or not, and whether to be willing to be guided by the Supreme Lord or not. That independence we have. And he says, if the soul is unreservedly willing to be guided by the Father, if the soul understands, I don't know. And one more thing he has to understand, especially in spiritual life. I can't make it. Means what I can't make it? Paratha. Even to learn paratha, you have to understand that. And you have to go to a person who teaches us paratha. I can't make it means, I can't make it the two ends meet in my spiritual life. If we think, I can become successful in my spiritual life on my own. If there is that is one song, you know, Paar Karenge Nahiya Re, Bhaja Krishna Kanhaiya. So if we think that we can do Paar Karenge Nahiya only on our strength, then that is not going to work. So, as we said, however big or small, Prabhupada says, we should know that I don't know and we should know I can't make it. We need the help of Supreme Lord. And in that case, Prabhupada says, just like a father is 10 times more eager to help the child, father is more eager than the child wants the help. Similarly, the relation between Brahma and Manu is also exhibited like that. Both father and son are qualified. Manu is qualified, Brahma is qualified. But still, Brahma is instructing Manu on the topic. So example of father and mankind may be rigidly followed by mankind and that will advance. So Supreme Lord is also so eager to help us. But we should be eager to take the help. And I would conclude with some discussions on narration of Gajendra. During Gajendra's time also there was some confusion. Not confusion actually, it was clear, but there was something like that. What happened? Gajendra was in the that river and the crocodile has caught the feet, and the first thing all other queens and children and ministers and military men, all the elephants did was they moved out. Leaving Gajendra alone in the water, they moved out. And from the bank, they were crying tears. So, that was to make Gajendra understand, I can't make it. He was thinking that I, along with my queens and my sons and my military, I can make it. But they understand, I can't. They all went away. So Gajendra, in his prayers, he says, he gives all the qualities of God, like Supreme Lord, unknown by everyone, and like that. But he never mentions any attributes of the Supreme God. Therefore, when he is glorifying, actually, when the Gajendra was in trouble, many devatas came forward to help. They came till that some distance. But then they found out, oh, he is not calling us. He is not telling, oh, swan carrier, please come and help Brahmaji. Oh, wielder of Vajra, weapon, Indra, you come and help. Oh, the gear of light, Surya Dev, you come and help. He was not telling like that. He was just praying, the Supreme, who is unknown by everyone, who is spread all over the universe, or whatever it may be, who gives birth to all the people, but he did not take any names. So the devatas were, they had this identification. Who am I? I am swan carrier. So he says, because they are, he is not welcome calling me, I won't go and help. So all the devatas, they came and they waited. And Vishwanatha Thakur again tells the mentality. So there also competition. Who is the supreme? Even amongst devatas, they knew Krishna is supreme, but just because that ego, that identification, that he is not calling me, so I will not help him. Prabhupada explains in purport, identification with matter makes or hard-hearted. So devatas could have helped, but they did not help just because they were not called. If somebody is in trouble over here, if you wait, oh please Mr. So-and-so help me, then only I will help. But they are so attached that we are such and such percentage. So identification with matter makes our hard-hearted. So devatas came but did not help. And they are thinking, oh, he is calling the Supreme Lord. But he doesn't come so easily. He doesn't come so quickly. Easily and quickly also. So what will, because he is not helping, asking help from us, he is not saying, oh, the King of Heaven help me, then I will go and help. He is not telling, oh, the moon god, please help me. So all of them were there, but they did not go ahead. Because they were thinking, they are not calling me, I should go like that. And they are thinking, oh, he is calling the Lord, but Lord doesn't come so easily and so quickly. Lord promises, I come quickly. Bhavami na chirat partha. But they thought, actually Lord comes quickly, but little delayed than devatas, but at the right time. He comes little delayed than the devatas, but at the right time. He did not come after Gajendra was dead. So the devatas came and they said, anyway, the devatas were thinking, no, he is calling God, Supreme, he won't come, and this Gajendra will die. So they are seeing Gajendra's death just because they were not being called. They are seeing Gajendra's death. They had become, because their identification, I am so, I should be called. And then, as I said, Lord, he began at the right time. Garud, come on, let's go. We have to help Gajendra. But then that was a bit, very serious right time, or we can say, beyond Garuda's speed also. So, Lord was telling Garud, fast, fast, fast. Gajendra will die if I go late. He's already the war has happened for, I think, some 1,000 years, na, celestial years or something. 1,000? 10,000. Some thousands. 1,000 celestial years, the war was happening. So that's the time Krishna takes to come. Devatas came, they saw the war. Vishnu was waiting. As I said, he comes at the right time. He comes delayed. How much delayed? By 1,000 celestial years. There's a big delay. Many of you travel by bus, train, flight. Our trains get delayed by 2 hours, 4 hours. Suppose that your train is delayed by 25 years. Your reservation, you will get it after 25 years. Even 24 hours is too much. 24. But here, Lord came after 1,000 celestial years. That's not a small delay. So Devata knew that. Devata thought, oh, he comes late. So, he will come late and Gajendra will die. That was their thought. And here, when the right time came, when Gajendra was exhausted, like even when Draupadi was calling, Lord did not come. Lord could have come the moment Dushasan got up to get Draupadi. What to speak of getting and disrobing and everything. Lord could have come when the Dushasan just got up, okay, I will go and get Draupadi. But he comes at the right time. In that way, he increases the intensity of prayers of devotees. That till the right time, now, oh Lord, actually there is no hope. You are the only hope. Gajendra was calling Lord, or not calling actually. He was thinking, I have hope. My strength. And his strength lasted for 1,000 celestial years. But then, so it took 1,000 celestial years for Gajendra to come to this understanding that I have no hope. And we are still trying in our bhakti to get purified. So we have to come to understanding, I have no hope. Only then Krishna will come in our life. For most of us, it may be at the time of death. Till that, we'll think, no, I have hope. If we could make it before that, death is better. But most of us are so proud with our own strength. I can chant nicely. I can do like this. I can distribute more books. Or it may be. I can. So, Krishna is waiting. Till we understand. So, he waited. Not a thousand years. And then Gajendra took flower. Oh, Supreme Lord. Oh, the Supreme. And then, Devatas were waiting and they were in one way seeing the fun. Dekho, humko nahi bula rahe. And the Lord started from Vaikuntha on Garuda. Come fast, fast, fast. Lord was pushing Garuda so fast that it was beyond his capacity. And Garuda, trying to be fast, was exhausted. So Lord is not so eager to help. What the Lord did? He picked the Garuda on his shoulder. So carrier was carried. The carrier was Garuda, but he was carried. And the Lord came running. So one hand he was having the Garuda was sitting on the shoulder. But with one hand, because Garuda was tired, Lord was giving water to Garuda while running to help Gajendra. Or Acharya's experience. And because he was running so fast, what happens? If you or we, means me also, run very fast or do kirtan in a very great exuberance, what happens? Dhoti falls off. Speak loudly, no problem. So Lord's dhoti was also getting loose. So one hand he was giving water to the Garuda, one hand he was holding the dhoti, and then he was running very fast. He was running faster than Garuda. And then he came. But Lord wanted to give to... Do you see photo like that in Gajendra's? That Lord arrived with Garuda on his shoulder? No. So just before coming, he exchanged again. So give credit to Garuda again. So people, they think Garuda came so fast. So he did not... See, Lord wants to give credit to always others. Although Lord ran or whatever it may be, he came fast. But just before entering the scene, he said, okay, Garuda, you come down again. I'll sit on you. And then we see in all Gajendra photo, we see that Lord is on the Garuda and then he's picking up Gajendra. So that is Lord's tendency. That he doesn't want to take credit for himself. So in that way, that is the deep loving relation between the devotees and the Supreme Lord, as it is said over here. Text 15, the sages could understand because Yudhishthira Maharaj is not materialistic but spiritualist. He is having opulence. But they could not complete the understanding that he is devotee of Sri Krishna, the Supreme God. So, like that, I would just mention one small example and end, it's all the time. That Kardam Muni was also such a great devotee. That Supreme Lord also personally came. And he also had tears. And the Lord's tears fell down. That has become Bindu Sarovar, which is there in Bhuvaneshwar. So that is the Lord's love for his devotees who are unalloyed. Who understand, I don't know. But it takes so much time. Like that George Harrison song. Oh my Lord, it takes so long. What can we do? We are dull-headed souls. But at least if we continue... And if you know that I don't know, then the things will happen. I think I should end. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions, you can. Anyway, if anyone, we are already late, but 5 minutes. If anyone has one question or comments, we can take. Other, you have?
Consciousness, because our sampradaya's name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness and not Krishna Bhakti. So what is the difference between bhakti and consciousness?
Is the difference between glass and juice? I don't know whether there is juice or what is there in breakfast today? Poha, khichadi? What it may be. The difference between plate and khichadi inside it. So consciousness is like the plate, the vessel we have. And if you pour devotion into it, then that becomes full. So, something like that. Hare Krishna. Anyway, would you have some announcements?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Madan Gopal Prabhu. Wonderful class. So, under the instructions of His Grace, Gaurang Prabhu, I have to make this announcement. So, Srila Prabhupada has established ISKCON during 1966. Now it's 2016, so it's a golden jubilee year for all of us. Such wonderful creation he has made, Srila Prabhupada. On this auspicious occasion, all the four temples are officially coming together to celebrate this wonderful event at Sri Narasimha Munji Institute of Management Studies,